Proclamation number 0890 of 29th of April, 1939. Look into beyond. Faith, maturity, free will. A wise decision by the Heavenly Father denies the earthly children a conscious vision of the beyond, for the complete knowledge of this would impair people's freedom of will, since their striving would now be based on a state of compulsion and therefore a completely free spiritual being would not be able to develop. But this is absolutely necessary if it is to be able to fulfill its eternal purpose in the beyond. Therefore it is also not permissible that people, as long as they live on earth in blindness of spirit and an immature state of soul, are given a clear picture of the work of the spiritual beings in the beyond, for this would be just as unsuitable to stimulate the human being to work on his soul. Therefore the announcements are also given in such a way that they do not oblige the human being to accept them, but it is entirely up to the individual's will to accept them as truth or to reject them. All efforts of the spiritual beings in this respect only extend to an earthly being which is already in a certain state of maturity, so that it will pay more attention to its inner life and its striving upwards will be facilitated accordingly. Then a certain faith is already a prerequisite, for without it it would be completely impossible to receive spiritual gifts. Only the temporary weakness of faith still has to be overcome, yet the freedom of will remains completely untouched, for its will is already active in itself of its own accord if the earthly child cultivates such a connection from the beyond to earth and endeavors to maintain it. However, it is unspeakably valuable for the earthly children to make use of all gifts arising in this way. To accept them in profound faith and consequently to likewise draw from their Eliphe- and grace-giving source. Again, faith is a prerequisite, for such gifts will only be received by a believing person. Thus faith will never ever be a compulsory state, whereas such a gift from heaven still appears unacceptable and doubtful, if not completely unbelievable, to the faithless person. For there is a boundary between heaven and earth which can only be crossed by a person of profound faith. Consider this when you consider the peculiarity of such gifts. Know that the Father in heaven considers everyone according to need, according to worthiness and according to merit. But that he would also like to bestow his grace upon people who do not yet recognize him, that it is therefore also possible for the spiritually immature person to make use of the evidence of divine activity given in love and kindness in order to attain maturity of soul. But that he must be free to shape himself in complete free will into what is his final destiny. As a being of light which, as a child of God, has to fulfill the most glorious task in eternity. Amen.